第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
I don't know how to start my iPhone. Did I break it? Why is the screen all black?
You just press these two buttons at the same time. There, see? Now it's working again.
What did Mom say over the phone?
She said she had to stay in London for one more week.I really hate it. It seems work is the most important in her life.
I want to sell this old refrigerator. How much do you think I can get for it? I bought it for $800 5 years ago. It works really well, except for the broken shelf.
If the shelf weren't broken, I'd say you could get $300. But you'll probably only get about $150.
How was your test?
I'm afraid I will fail this time. I didn't even finish it.
Why? Didn't you prepare well for it?
I did.But my head suddenly ached during the test. Are you going anywhere for the Chinese New Year?
I thought about going to visit my aunt in New York. How about you?
I'll probably just stay at home since it is not warm those days.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。
Oh, look at those earrings, Maria. They're perfect for you.
These red ones? Red isn't a good color for me.
No.The yellow ones.
Oh, these. They are too big for me.
Well, that necklace looks nice.
Which one?
That blue one right there. How much is it?
It's $1,200. That's too expensive.
Hey, let me get it for you. It's your birthday present. Oh, look at those earrings, Maria. They're perfect for you.
These red ones?Red isn't a good color for me.
No, the yellow ones.
Oh, these. They are too big for me.
Well, that necklace looks nice.
Which one?
That blue one right there. How much is it?
It's $1,200. That's too expensive.
Hey, let me get it for you. It's your birthday present.
听第七段材料，回答第八至十题。
It's our 10th anniversary. Where would you like to go this time? I can take 5 days off work. That will give us 9 days in total, including the weekends before and after.
Somewhere warm and full of sunshine. How about Bali?
It's close, only a 2-hour flight from here. But that place is too expensive.
Then how about Fiji?
I don't like long flights. It's 12 hours from Beijing. What about Thailand? 6 hours on the plane to Phuket isn't that bad, and I always love Thai food.
That would be a great place. Since we have so much time, maybe we can take a day trip to the Similan Islands. I've been wanting to visit that national park. The pictures look wonderful.
It's our 10th anniversary. Where would you like to go this time? I can take 5 days off work. That will give us 9 days in total, including the weekends before and after.
Somewhere warm and full of sunshine. How about Bali?
It's close, only a 2-hour flight from here. But that place is too expensive.
Then how about Fiji?
I don't like long flights. It's 12 hours from Beijing. What about Thailand? 6 hours on the plane to Phuket isn't that bad, and I always love Thai food.
That would be a great place. Since we have so much time, maybe we can take a day trip to the Similan Islands. I've been wanting to visit that national park. The pictures look wonderful.
Can you believe the school year is almost here?
I know. Every time I walk by our new school, I get a little anxious.
Why? Everything is going to be so much better.
Really? I heard it is a lot of extra work.
Relax. We'll get used to it. Apparently, there is a huge computer room we can study in. Also, they have just finished building a new running track and put in artificial grass.
Cool. We'll have lots of fun on the playground.
You think that's cool? There are 2 gyms and an indoor swimming pool. Anyway, we have to choose 2 art courses this year. Any thoughts?
At first, I thought about dance and music, but I changed my mind. I think I'm going to try acting instead. And since I'm joining the school newspaper, I'll take something related to that.
Good for you. I'm going to improve my drawing and learn how to play the drums.
Hey, maybe if you become a famous musician, I can interview you.
Can you believe the school year is almost here?
I know. Every time I walk by our new school, I get a little anxious.
Why? Everything is going to be so much better.
Really? I heard it is a lot of extra work.
Relax. We'll get used to it. Apparently, there is a huge computer room we can study in. Also, they have just finished building a new running track and put in artificial grass.
Cool. We'll have lots of fun on the playground.
You think that's cool? There are 2 gyms and an indoor swimming pool. Anyway, we have to choose 2 art courses this year. Any thoughts?
At first, I thought about dance and music, but I changed my mind. I think I'm going to try acting instead, and since I'm joining the school newspaper, I'll take something related to that.
Good for you. I'm going to improve my drawing and learn how to play the drums.
Hey, maybe if you become a famous musician, I can interview you.
听第九段材料，回答第十四至十七题。
School is finally out. Do you have any plans this summer, Kate?
Yes. In August, I'm going on a 2-week vacation to the Bahamas.
Awesome! How much is that going to cost you?
Don't ask. I have to work every single day this month just to be able to pay for the vacation.
I know what you mean. I've been saving up to buy a truck. I want to have one for the start of my last year of college.
That would be nice.
Well, it's too bad you won't be around in August. There's a famous English soccer team coming to town.
I heard. At least I'll be able to see the Backstreet Boys in July. It's my favorite band. They're playing at the Victoria Theater.
I've been there. I saw the Jim Jeffries comedy show there once.
You saw that? How did you get tickets? I heard they were hard to get.
My friend works at the ticket office. Do you want me to see if he can get you tickets as well?
No need. I won mine on a radio show. I had to answer 3 questions about the band, and I got them all correct.
A true fan. You deserve to go. School is finally out. Do you have any plans this summer, Kate?
Yes.In August, I'm going on a 2-week vacation to the Bahamas.
Awesome! How much is that going to cost you?
Don't ask. I have to work every single day this month just to be able to pay for the vacation.
I know what you mean. I've been saving up to buy a truck. I want to have one for the start of my last year of college.
That would be nice.
Well, it's too bad you won't be around in August.There's a famous English soccer team coming to town.
I heard. At least I'll be able to see the Backstreet Boys in July. It's my favorite band. They're playing at the Victoria Theater.
I've been there. I saw the Jim Jeffries comedy show there once.
You saw that? How did you get tickets? I heard they were hard to get.
My friend works at the ticket office. Do you want me to see if he can get you tickets as well?
No need. I won mine on a radio show. I had to answer 3 questions about the band, and I got them all correct.
A true fan. You deserve to go.
听第十段材料，回答第十八至二十题。
Pedal Power is a small charity based mainly in the UK. At Pedal Power, they collect second-hand bikes in the UK.And send them to some of the poorest regions in the world. When they distribute bikes overseas, they don't give them away for free. In order to continue operating, they need to have a constant supply of bikes which they send out every 6 months. In August 2000, they simply ran out of money. It was a terrible situation. Fortunately, in October 2001, they won an Enterprise Award,which helped them enormously. Dan Pearman is the founder of Pedal Power. He got the idea of exporting bicycles to developing countries while he was in Ecuador. Dan Pearman went there in 1993, and he joined a voluntary organization. Where Dan Pearman lived in Ecuador was a rural area. His neighbor had the only bicycle in the village, whereas everyone else walked everywhere.His neighbor's business was very successful. For years, Dan Pearman couldn't understand why. Then he realized having a bike meant his neighbor could reach anywhere he liked without much trouble. Other local carpenters could only accept jobs nearby, so no matter how skilled they were, they could never do as many jobs as his neighbor. When he returned to the UK in 1998, he started planning Pedal Power. Pedal Power is a small charity based mainly in the UK. At Pedal Power, they collect second-hand bikes in the UK and send them to some of the poorest regions in the world. When they distribute bikes overseas, they don't give them away for free. In order to continue operating, they need to have a constant supply of bikes, which they send out every 6 months. In August 2000, they simply ran out of money. It was a terrible situation. Fortunately, in October 2001, they won an Enterprise Award, which helped them enormously. Dan Pearman is the founder of Pedal Power. He got the idea of exporting bicycles to developing countries while he was in Ecuador. Dan Pearman went there in 1993, and he joined a voluntary organization. Where Dan Pearman lived in Ecuador was a rural area. His neighbor had the only bicycle in the village, whereas everyone else walked everywhere. His neighbor's business was very successful. For years, Dan Pearman couldn't understand why. Then he realized having a bike meant his neighbor could reach anywhere he liked without much trouble. Other local carpenters could only accept jobs nearby, so no matter how skilled they were, they could never do as many jobs as his neighbor. When he returned to the UK in 1998, he started planning Pedal Power.